Well, it may be July, but there's a championship football game taking place this weekend in the Valley. The Arizona Rattlers are once again playing for a title, hosting the Sioux Falls Storm in the United Bowl tomorrow in Glendale to decide the champion of this year's Indoor Football League. And as KJZZ's Phil Latzman reports, the Rattlers will be looking to accomplish what no other Arizona franchise ever has, a season of perfection.
They've been around since 1992, and while not among the state's premier sports teams, they've quietly become Arizona's most successful franchise. Playing in the Arena Football League under former ASU quarterback Danny White, they won the championship twice in the 90s and amassed 5 overall in their 25 seasons in the AFL. But sensing the league was going downhill, Rattlers owner Ron Schertz made a daring decision, moving the team to the newer Indoor Football League in 2017.
Would that be imaginable that you could make that transition?
Absolutely.
That's Rattlers head coach and general manager Kevin Guy, who's been with the team 11 years.
We won a championship game in the Arena Football League and for 4 straight years. So I know what the people are like in this organization. I know our work ethic, and I know, what our culture's like here.
Coach Guy had to overhaul his roster to adapt to a brand new league and style of football.
We knew we had to get some new players when we changed leagues. It was a different game, but our guys, I thought did a great job of identifying the players and then developing the players.
Players like Jamal Miles, who is right in their own backyard.
Just being back home, being able to play a championship game back home in front of friends and family and, fans, it's just something that I always look forward to doing.
Miles, a product of Peoria who played receiver at ASU, has been one of the Rattlers' breakout stars, racking up 16 touchdowns this season as the team averaged nearly 63 points per game.
The Rattlers definitely deserve more recognition than what we get. I never really considered playing this type of football back when I was in college, whatever, but life brings different paths to you. Just roll with the punches. Fortunately, I got a good organization and able to compete for a championship.
Players, though, come from everywhere. Dillian Winfrey played 4 seasons as an undersized defensive back at Central Arkansas. Ignored by the NFL, he gained interest from the Canadian Football League, but his agent told him to try the indoor game first by trying out for the Rattlers.
I want you to go play Arena. There's a great organization by the Arizona Rattlers. Go there and we'll come check you out in about a year. We just want you to develop just a little bit. So I come out here and work out for them, man. And then they told me they loved me, had great speed. They loved the fact that I could play both sides of the ball.
And this year, Winfrey had 5 interceptions and was named one of the IFL's top players at his position. Drew Powell already was. The quarterback was the league MVP last season and won a championship with the Iowa Barnstormers. After trying out for the CFL, Powell hooked on mid-season with the Rattlers, who had lost their starting quarterback to injury.
It was a challenge for sure. Coming in to any team in the middle of the season would be a challenge, just trying to learn the offense, learn the teammates and coaching staff, stuff like that. But definitely with a winning franchise such as the Rattlers and then them already being undefeated, my mentality was just, keep the ball rolling and don't let it be a drop off or anything like that. I just got to have my game to a standard to where we can keep winning.
And they did, eventually going 15-0 after winning their conference championship 2 weeks ago, setting up the chance for a perfect season.
To be undefeated in any league professionally is a great feat, and it just speaks to the guys in the locker room, it speaks to the coaching staff and just the attention to detail.
The final ingredient to the Rattlers' success are the fans. 15,000-plus routinely pack the so-called Snake Pit at the team's usual home at Talking Stick Arena in downtown Phoenix. Dillian Winfrey says that makes a big difference.
It's almost weird because we take it for granted, and you don't realize how good of a fan base we actually have until you go to an away game and realize, it's night and day.
Because of a scheduling conflict at their home venue, the Rattlers will play tomorrow's United Bowl at Gila River Arena in Glendale instead, hosting a Sioux Falls team that dominated the league before Arizona arrived. Head coach Kevin Guy hopes the Snake Pit travels to the West Valley to witness indoor football history.
They're both historic franchises. This is their 10th year in a row in the championship game. We're looking for a great crowd this weekend. We're excited, and we're excited to play for a championship in front of our home fans.
The game is a rematch of the one 2 years ago that decided the title when the Rattlers beat the Storm in South Dakota. The United Bowl kicks off at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.